All men should honor the Son. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever the Father does, these also does the Son likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things he does, and the Father will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises up the dead, and quickens them, even so the Son quickens whom he will. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that does not honor the Son does not honor the Father which has sent him. John chapter 5 verses 19 to 23. Honor from the Father must be sought. I receive not honor from men. But I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that comes from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how shall you believe my words? John chapter 5 verses 41 to 47. The Father honors all those who are servants of Jesus. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it shall bring forth much fruit. He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man will serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serves me, him will my Father honor. John chapter 12 verses 24 to 26. This is really important, you need to know this. To honor the Son is to honor the Father. To reject the Son is to reject the very one who sent him. Jesus did nothing apart from the Father, he spoke only what he was shown, and he moved only in perfect unity with God's will. Jesus warns us that seeking honor from men will blind us to the honor that comes from God alone. To follow Jesus to lose one's life for his sake is to be positioned for eternal life and eternal honor. Let every heart bow, every life surrender, and every voice declare, Worthy is the Son, to be honored now and forever.